Oui, moi aussi. Pas de chance.
I'd like to hear you talking between yourselves.
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for the film.
Oh, it is just something to make you happy.
Thank you.
Anything to make you happy. Turned most beautifully, anyway.
Well, it is a birthday present.
Yes, thank you very much.
That is only one. There is another one to come in August, if it is possible.
Oh, how lovely.
And who knows, for Christmas.
Not that yet,
though. No. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Once we do our work, you know, once we get going, nothing is impossible. It may take a little time, but time come and go, but we work very hard and eventually things come to pass. Give us time.
Yes.
Oh, time.
I know.
Well, you have not gone to Castellanet, but I bring you something instead. That's
yes.
A little present.
Oh, lovely.
To compensate you for the disappointments. Who knows? You may yet still go to Castellanet.
You never know, do you?
But I'm not going to commit myself.
No.
Monty, how are you? You are very quiet.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Tankman. Now, isn't it, Monty?
How do you mean he's Tankman?
Well, the lion's always quiet in front of his tame, isn't he?
You are asking for very big trouble. No, I don't think his wife attempts to tame him.
Just let him roam.
Well,
he's not bad, obviously.
I think you are very fortunate to have such a good husband.
Yes.
There are many women.
What do you say?
There are many women.
Any worse. There are a few better. Possibly. You wish to ask some questions?
Oh, I'll wait until which time you met tonight.
Why not? If you've got some questions you want to ask me, I will try and answer them for you.
Well. At the moment, we're reading a book which is of great interest. Do you know the one I mean? Called Secret Places of the Lion.
Secret Places of the Lion?
We've been
reading. I don't think I have read it.
No. Well, it's written by this man who is making tremendous archaeology discoveries in Italy at the moment.
Oh, I see.
And it's all about Lemuria and Atlantis and going right the way back. And I wondered if there was anything you could tell us about that sort of thing. You know what that's what I mean, you see. I mean, you start on a subject like that, it's quite a subject, isn't it?
That is a tremendous subject. Well, it should take hundreds of seasons to scrape the surface.
Yes.
Right. But I mean, are these sort of this sort of information, is it coming through in various parts, really?
Oh, in some places there are channels through which information can be poured.
Yes.
But of course one must always be very careful because one has to be sure of the source.
Yes.
And one must be sure that it is not contaminated by the mind of the instrument. In other words, you are not receiving some fiction. You must always dissect these things,
yes.
You know, try to, well, find the truth. And it is not always easy because there is much truth, but sometimes before it reaches you, or by the time it reaches you, it is distorted.
Yes, well, I mean,
it starts with the children of light.
Mm.
Well,
thousands of years ago, it comes back to the present day in various reincarnations for various people.
You know, people talk about the great flood.
Mm-hmm.
But what may have been a great flood in the days of Noah was very small. It was important and very big to the people of that time.
Yes.
But of course it was merely local. What we would call local,
mm-hmm.
Not worldwide. They did not know much of the world beyond their own little region. And therefore, what to them was a tremendous flood
mm-hmm.
would not necessarily be so considered today. It would be something which was disastrous in a small area, like an earthquake would be disastrous in the area of a country. But it is not the world.
No.
And it does not do to accept everything as if the whole world was was engulfed.
No, yeah. He goes with Atlantis.
And Lemuria.
And Lemuria.
Oh, there were countries, Lemuria and Atlantis, and the Atlantic, of course.
Yes.
The various people were were taken to Africa, and China.
Well, I
think this country would set up that way, you see.
But why do you wish to know so much about this?
Well, it was rather
what is its importance to you?
Well, I was wondering, see, if there was any importance in it, sort of defining...
Well, it is interesting, but I don't think that something which happened so long ago can be of much effect or have much effect upon you today, if anything, because it is too far removed in time. I am more concerned when we come to reincarnation, to more recent incarnations within this last 4,000 years.
Well, so am I. I didn't think I should stand much chance asking you about that.
When you go back 10,000, 12,000, 14,000 years before your first incarnations, it is of little importance as far as I can see to discuss it. Other than the fact it may be of general interest, but it cannot be of any personal interest.
Well, what about the nearer ones?
The nearer ones.
Just one.
What about the time of Chesia Bouchier?
What about? Yes, go on.
Well, of course, it was a very important incarnation. I was linked in Italy at that time. I was not a Bouchier myself, but I was linked with the family, and so were you.
Go on.
There was much intrigue, of course, in those days, and provinces was against province. It was not a united country, it was like separate kingdoms, and families had great power and held great sway, and they were important in their own region. And often there was wars between them, and feuds, as you say, and there was much fighting and much killing and much animosity. And often you would get families would, as you would say, cling together. And then even then there were families who hated one another and would rid each other in the family of certain people that stood in their path, even though it were a brother or a sister. I also have had some very unpleasant experiences with the Borgia family.
You have.
One of the strange things was that I was very interested and very anxious at one time to play the part of Chesia Bouchier.
Yeah.
And I realize now that it was unconsciously a throwback to a previous incarnation when I was affected by the Bouchier family. Wow. Because their family and my family were not exactly at war, but we were not friendly. And I have much trouble with the Bouchier family.
Oh. Was I on the Borgia side or the one you weren't friendly with?
You were on the Borgia side.
The one you were friendly with?
No, not friendly.
Oh, no. The name, Lucia, of course.
Lucretia.
Lucretia, of course. Lucretia.
She was not as bad as she was painted. Yeah. History has given her a much worse name. Actually, she's much maligned.
Oh, thanks.
Her brother was much more dangerous of the two.
Yes. Oh, this is wonderful.
How strange that I should have wanted to play that character. And Benvenuto Cellini.
Yes.
Also.
Cellini, I remember you wanted to play that. But then most of your films have had some sort of...
Well, most of my films unconsciously have had incarnation, throwback. For many years, in one incarnation I lived in India.
Yes.
Another incarnation I was in the desert.
Yes.
Another incarnation I was in ancient Egypt.
I wish you played that part, it would be wonderful.
And what do you mean, Ramesses or something of that nature?
Gorgeous.
I would have liked very much.
Yes, you would have liked
very much. But it was not to be.
No.
I suppose much of the colour in my films was due to these throwbacks to my past.
Yes.
That realisation. Sometimes, you know, when I was rehearsing or playing a scene, it was sometimes as if it was not me.
Mm.
I used to feel very strange. But that's all very difficult to explain to you.
And did I know you in the desert time? Because that film was the one that acted in that play. I did know you then.
You refer to that dreadful film.
You
I
say
never
it.
Liked
oh,
it. I
which
didn't
one
like
was
it
oh, no, I didn't know that one, the last one you made.
Yeah.
The very last.
The Son of the Shack.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Shack.
No, I've never seen that. I've never seen it.
Because the Shack was...
I know, you couldn't bet.
A very bad film.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was neither one thing or the other, you know.
No, that would have
it was neither a Shack or Italian. I don't know what I was supposed to be. I just do what I was told by Medford, and well, I do what I could, but I tried to bring some character to it, but it was very difficult. It was a melodramatic, ridiculous story, but it did me a lot of good, so I suppose I must be grateful to you.
It certainly did, but the last one was the one.
Well, I only enjoyed playing the last one because I was able to play the father.
Yeah, the two
parts.
Yes, yes. It was a real film, you know, that was.
From that point of view, it was an opportunity to play character work and also to work with someone who I had a long time wanted to work with, that was Fitz Maurice.
Yeah.
But apart from the film, I don't think it was. Of course, today it seems to me very dated, I suppose. I don't know, but I'm glad you have got at least my best performance.
You think I did your best one?
Oh, I think there's not that
much.
No, no.
No. I think I preferred to play Juan next to Hulot. Hulot and Juan, my two favourite characters, and then Booker.
Yes.
I think between them there's not much to choose. They are my three favourite character roles.
And what other character roles?
Well, I was able to develop a character. I was able to create somebody. I was able to believe in what I was playing, what I was doing. I knew that I was playing someone who was flesh and blood, someone with heart, someone with feeling, someone who was a real person.
I wasn't
playing a bogus something dressed up that didn't mean nothing or anything. You know, I was a creative character. I loved playing very much Garrido. I think in many ways he was my favourite.
Mm-hmm. And had you had a Spanish incarnation too?
Strange, I have not any recollection of a Spanish incarnation.
Well, how strange.
But mind you, I don't think that is quite correct, because I had a Moorish.
Oh, my God.
And you must remember that the Moors conquered southern Spain.
Yeah.
And it's quite feasible that when this happened, I did spend some time in southern Spain.
Yeah.
But my remembrance of it is non-existent. I have no recollection. It may be an incarnation that I have obviously forgotten a great deal about. Yeah. But I know that I had a Moorish incarnation. I have understood that I had 18 incarnations. 18 incarnations. Mm. One day I'll explain to you more about reincarnation, how it plays an important part in all our lives, how we are blended together, how we have been brought together, and for what purpose. Not only just to do this work, which is important, but for other reasons, more deep and more subtle, more complex perhaps. But as time goes on, I will try and explain this more fully to you.
Yes,
in the meantime, I want to thank you very much for gathering together on the eve of my earthly birthday.
Yes.
I appreciate all the kind thoughts and everything that you think and feel, and I'm glad that in some small measure I can repay you in some small way. I mean, the film is something, but that is only one thing, but it is still important to you and in a sense important to me, especially since I think it is the best of my films. Anyway, I must go, but I leave you with my love and my blessings. Carry on the good work, each one of you. Know that I love you, I give you my blessings, and that I and many other souls here who cannot tonight speak, but all who work together in love and in harmony with you, are doing all in our power. Don't lose heart.
All right, then.
Carry on the good work.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Say?
Yeah.
And may you all have a very happy time.
Thank you,
my love and blessings to you all.
God bless you.
And your question, I can't answer, love. When the time's right, I'll tell you. Bye-bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. God bless. Keep your chins up.
Yeah.
He's a mother proud. He's a mother proud. He's a mother proud. It's a birthday party.
Bye-bye.
Well, I wonder who we're going to get me from that.
I wonder who that was that said you can't do that.
I thought it was your mother.
It did sound like mother, as a matter of fact.
I thought that.
Well, I thought perhaps I'm
going
to try and materialise.
Well, I thought so.
Tell me, Leslie, what is that light?
What light?
It's not there anymore. It's
what light?
A light over there. It was there.
Your sails, that you might safely travel the sea of life. And many shall they be who are rescued by you, and taken as it were like drowning men from the waters of life, and be given help and safe voyage in this bark which we have provided. You, my friends, are they who have been drawn together to serve, to help, and to bring relief and comfort to those in your world who are, as it were, like drowning men in the sea of materialism, who to you will come for help. Your circle already shows signs of great achievements. Patience, perseverance shall bring its rewards. You shall be indeed blessed. Centuries ago in time, when I lived upon earth, I too ventured on the waters of life, and I too experienced many things in my own seeking, striving for truth. Through various ways and means did find it. Centuries ago, when the world was young, and the world was undiscovered by men, I was one who sought, and in many ways did find. I have a long time been linked with you, as indeed you have been linked with me. For my name is Miselope, and we are here as one, and others you shall learn of also, and you will see how we are gathered together through time, through space, made one complete. Peace and love descendeth upon you. All shall come in time to pass, as we have said. Peace be with thee. Farewell.
Farewell.
God bless you.
Miselope.
Miselope, don't you remember?
Oh, that's...
Serenade of a Thousand Years Ago.
Yes, of course.
The Song of the Hushling.
Oh, goodness me.
It's forever in the dark
of the day. Good.
That's poem in Daydream. It's written by Mr. Rody.
I never the voice of said.
Oh, I knew immediately.
You'll begin to learn.
You are welcome.
Gradually I bring for you all our friends, one by one, that you might know them by name and by nature. And gradually they will reveal themselves to you in their character and personality. And they will reveal to you more and more of what we are trying to achieve as one body. That is why I do not want you ever to think of me, you know, just as the one person, because we are all one.
Yes.
Everyone is part of the other. No one is greater. We are all one in spirit and in truth. We are all advancing gradually, gradually. We are all evolving. As one evolves, the other evolves also. That is why I don't think it is important in a way to think of one as a name, although I know you like to know, it is natural you want to know, that it is human that you should want that. But I like to feel that we are all big family, all brothers and sisters, all striving together, working together, loving together, serving together, and forgetting self together in the cause of God. Art is wonderful. I am happy to know. Another time, other souls I bring for you. But now I have to go, because I wanted very much for Miss Elope and others to speak to life, that you get to know a little about them, and that they might eventually be able to tell you more of our work, and, well, things that they perhaps will tell you that I don't feel, perhaps I won't tell you, you know. But all together we are in perfect harmony. We circle everything. Everything is beautiful. We're going to be good together.
Yes.
I must go, but I leave you with my love and
yes,
my best wishes.
Arrivederci,
God bless you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Buonanotte.
Buonanotte. Buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
Yes, buonanotte. Good night.
Cappuccino.
Not cappuccino.